Look forward to creating a consult on a patient, Patricia, last name Brace, Brace, letter address to Doctor. Brian Glenn, GLENN, MD, New Line. Thanks for giving me the opportunity. But here's your patient history. This is 71-year-old Caucasian female with past medical history, significant for history of hypertension and hyperlipidemia. The patient was found to have an abnormal kidney function with a creatinine of 1.33, with a potassium of 5.2, and this was on a test done back in September. At that time, the patient didn't have any complaint related to her kidneys, and she was not taking any medication that can or affect the kidney, and the patient has not been feeling sick for any reason. Repeat testing in December showed improvement in the kidney function. New line, the patient denies any complaints with the kidney, in particular no dysuria, no hematuria, no recurrent urinary tract infection. And there is no history of kidney stone. Social history, no tobacco or illicit drug intake. She lives with her husband. She has 4 grown-up children, period. Family history, she had a sister who died at the age of 16, and apparently she had a congenital kidney disease. Otherwise, there is no other kidney disease in the family, period. New line, past surgical history include appendectomy and normal vaginal deliveries of her babies. New line. Review of system is negative unless otherwise stated. On examination, blood pressure is 138/76. Head and neck exam is remarkable. Lungs are clear. Abdominal soft. Extremities. She has no edema. CNS. She is rest unoriented with no focal deficit. Her lab showed a BUN of 19, creatinine of 1. Her potassium is 4.7 compared to 5.2 in the previous test. New line assessment and plan. Number one, acute versus chronic renal failure. And to descend about this, I'd like to repeat the basic metabolic panel to assure stability or further improvement in her kidney function. At the same time, I'd like to obtain ultrasound and checking intake BTH and vitamin D25. Urine immunoelectrophoresis and serum immunoelectrophoresis will be obtained. Number two, possibility of UTI. The patient urinalysis did not show any evidence of proteinuria or hematuria. However, she had 2 blood leukocytes. So I'll repeat the urinalysis and I'll check urine culture and sensitivity. Number three, hypertension and her blood pressure is well controlled. New line, the patient will be evaluated with the results of the above test. New line, sincerely.